Vayter in Shaspira and Bava Basadaf Kuf Yodalit. Picking up four lines down. First one in line, Itmar. This is a bit of a continuation of yesterday. We're going to try to bring a raya of something we said yesterday from Rav Yehuda. Itmar, Kinyan. Listen, I'm making a Kinyan. This is known as a Kinyan Chalipin. The question we want to know over here is, when is it done and when can a person back out of it? In other words, if I do a Kinyan Chalipin with you, I have a little bit of time to back out. How much is it? Ad emasei chozer, until when can I go and back out from the deal when I did it? Rabba Amar, Kozman Sheyoshin, as long as they're still sitting down in the same place, right? We go ahead and we're involved in talking about this and discussing it. Says the Rashbam, Kol Heichad Sheyok, Kozman Sheyoshin, Da Daita Dahachi Makne Leah, Menash Sheim Lo Yachser Bo, Ba Osem Maimed, if he doesn't back out during that time, Aval Im Yachser Bo, Yivuta, then it's Yivuta. If he does back out, then it's Batal. If Yosef Amar, Kol Man, as long as they're still dealing with that same inyan, meaning to say that if they're sitting together and they switch to another topic, then it's signed, sealed, it's locked up already. If they're still talking about that, then it's still open. Amar of Yosef, who was a second opinion, he says, Kavasita di Mistapa, it makes sense like me. Damar of Yehuda, and this, like we said, at the end of yesterday, Damar of Yehuda, Shloshim Shenich, Levaka Zacholi, if three people come, and they come to visit a sick person, and he gives them, you know, he starts telling them, like, how to split up his property, Matna Shchivmira, so they could do two different things, two options. Ratsu, Kosin, if they want, they can write it down, you know, what they're told to do, and they're like Edom, they're testifying to this. Ratsu, Osin, and then if they want, they can make themselves and become like a basin, and then they can do a din over here, right? So it seems like we're doing some sort of chalipin that's going on to make a kinyan. If you think that you could back out as long as you're still sitting together in that same place, so how could it be that they can now go ahead and become the Beis Din? Shouldn't we be worried that maybe they're going to back out of what he says? Right? Because if Yehuda's saying, he's implying that if the three there want to go ahead and become judges, then they could do it while they're sitting with the sick person. But if the sick person has the option of backing out, as long as you're sitting with them, then the judgment isn't going to work. Even if he's not going to back out. So Rashbam says, if he has the ability of backing out of it, that means that there's not a real din that's happening over here. So it must be like I'm saying, that means as long as they're still dealing with this, still discussing it. So Rav Ashi says, what? I'm Risa Smaitha Kibbutz of Kahana. I said this in front of Kahana, and I said, Rav Yosef Minicha, and it is good according to Rav Yosef. Let's just be aware that he's going to back out of what he said over there. Even Rav Yosef would be masked that he could back out while they're still dealing with that topic. So Ella Mayas Lachmemer, so what do you want to say? De sliku, beep. Turn the page. Go for down the page. The sliku minyana linyana. When they went, and they went up. They left from one topic to another topic, right? And that's when you could be the din. And when the din is good, talchanami. Same thing here. The come of hadu yasivo. Or Yehuda's din could also be correct. When we're talking about when he went up and they got up and they sat down again. So they finished. They broke over there. So the point is that we have no raya. One way or the other, it could be going like anyone over here, says the Gemara. The Hilchasa, the halacha is, Kavasidra of Yosef, Bisada, Inyan, Umechsa. The halacha goes according to Yosef in three different cases. Those cases are Sada, field, Inyan, literally the topic, and Mechsa, half. Generally, the Machlokas Rabba and Rav Yosef Rabba wins, but over here you find the halacha goes according to Rav Yosef. The first case is the case that we saw way back in Daf Yud Beis, and that is known as, let's say you have the Yerusha and you're splitting up the fields, and you have a field that's next to one of the brothers' fields, and he wants to get that. So Rav Yosef says he can get that field, so Machlokas over there. And then we saw the other one is one that we talked about right over here, that's the Inyan Shtikl, that Rav Yosef says that that it's over as long as they stop the topic, then it's the deals, you can't back out anymore. And the third one is someone's going to come up later with, later in the Kuf Mem Gimel, about this guy tells his wife, after I die, my stuff goes to you and to your children. And Yosef says that it's split half-half. They each get half of it. Vayter. Ha'isha has been, the next part of the Mishnah, we see that a woman, her son, or we said a woman, her son, a woman, her husband, and the brothers of the mother, these are the give over but they don't inherit. So the mother gives to the son, the woman gives to the husband, and the mother's brothers give to the woman's kid, but they don't. It doesn't go the opposite direction. Ha su lamali. Why did you have to teach me this case? Ha tanale resha. We already saw this in the resha. Ha ish es imo va ish es ishto. We said a man gets from his mother and from his wife, but he doesn't give over to his mother and to his wife. So the point is, we see they don't give over to the mother. So why did you have to say the same din that we already said? Says the Gemara, Kamash Malas, come to teach us another din. That is, the Rishpah points out, we actually do not have to say these things over here. And the idea of speaking with the uncle shtickle, that doesn't have to be said at all. But we wanted to repeat the idea of the woman giving over to her husband and to her son to teach us a particular thing we're going to see right now. And the third one just gets dragged along. The Isha's Bana, Dumia, the Isha's Baila. It wanted to teach us that the woman gives over to her son the same way that a wife gives over to the husband. Ma Isha's Baila, just we find a woman to her husband. Ein Habal Yorish is Isha by Kever. The husband doesn't inherit his wife in the Kever, meaning to say what we called earlier in the a couple of days ago, we spoke about. How far does the husband's right to get from the wife go? So we say only b'muchzak, but not b'ro'oi, things that she already has, but not something that would come to her if she had been alive. Af isha's bina, so too that of a woman to the son, eina ben yorish tesima b'kever. The son doesn't inherit his mother after she already died, meaning if there would be something that would come to her, it doesn't then go to him. L'hanchil la'achin mina av, because... Pardon, let's read that again. The sentence, Eina ben yorishes ima bekever lehan chilachim min av. The son doesn't go and inherit his mother in the kever, meaning after she died, if let's say her father is still alive, but then after she dies, the father dies and there's no other relatives that would go to her, it doesn't go to through her to him, to the son, in order to give over to the brothers from the father, right? That's why we have to go and double it up in order to teach us that din. Now we see something quite interesting. We said that a mother doesn't get from her son. You know, the son dies, it doesn't go up towards the mother. Now says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Yehuda ben Rabbi Shimon, Dvar Torah, Ha'av Yorish is Beno, V'ishi Yorish is Beno. Unbelievable. Really, Midoraisa. The father gets, and the mother also does, says the Rashbam. Dvar Torah, Klomer, Mina Pasuk, Yesh Lomod. Ha'av Yorish is Beno, V'hu Adin Labita, Kino Fina Breish Pirkan. And Yorish is Beno, V'hu Adin Labita, B'makam She'in Av. Aval Im Aviv Kayim, Hu Kodem, Delahachi Mia Ahani, Mishpacha Sa'av, Shikuri Mishpacha. Right, so if there is a father, then it goes to the father. But if there's no father, it goes to the mother. Lahaktim Sha'av, She'er Av, L'She'erim. But it really does go to the mother. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Matos. It says Matos in the plural. Says the Rashbam, V'chol Bas, Yereshes Nachala, Mi Matos, Yereshes Shnei Matos, Ukimna. So, if you read through the whole pasuk, it says v'chol basir es nachal mimatos ben yisrael echem mishpachas matay avi, etc. So, or if you didn't read the whole pasuk, then we see that what happens over the fact that it says both over here is that it's that of the woman's father and the woman's mother, right? The shevet of the mother, and that's how we have both of them. Makish mata ha'am ha'em l'mata av. Mamata av yoresh es beno, afmata aim isha yoresh es beno. So we see indeed that a mother will inherit her son, which is shocking, unbelievable news that we didn't learn until right this moment. Says the Gemara, beep, turn the page. Kuf tes vavim beis. Hey, sevei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Shimon. We got ourselves a question. This is straight up from our Mishnah because it says Ha'isha's Binav, Ha'isha's Bailav Achiaim, Manchilin Velanochalin. They give over but they do not receive. So what are you saying? That you said that we just brought over here a whole shtickle Torah saying that actually the mother receives. Amar Leh, Mishnah said, Mishnah Seinu Yodea Mishana. You know, I don't know who taught this Mishnah. Rashbam points out, we're going to see in just a moment, he's going to say there's a problem with our Mishnah, man of shachs. I don't really know who really taught our Mishnah. V'leim alei, Rav Yehuda should have said to Rav Yochanan, Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav. He says, what do you mean? You could just say that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav. The Lo Darsh Matas. He doesn't Darshin Matas. So that's our Mishnah. We saw back in Kufir Aleph. And so the Gemara, lo mitukma mesnisin k'rabbi Zechariah ben Akasav. You can't go ahead and work it within him. Tekatani ubnei achos, because the Mishnah says the sons of a sister are going to inherit, but they're not going to give over. Vitana, but we learned in a braisa, bnei achos velo benos achos. The sons of a sister, but not the daughters of a sister. We said, what exactly was the point of teaching me that halacha? Right, if we know that, just tell you which one comes first. If you want to say it's him, he is of the opinion. Remember that Gemara, and we said a lot of people pass like them, and then we went crazy on them, saying, "What are you talking about? We don't pass like him." But anyway, the point is that we see he's of the opinion that they inherit equally. Therefore, clearly, our Mishnah can't be going according to him. V'tana didan mimanavshach. Anyway, you slice it, we're going to have a problem with whoever the town of our Mishnah is. Because Idarish Matos, if he darshens were in Matos, and therefore he compares the mother to the father, Isha Nami Tirish's Benah, a woman should also inherit her son. And that goes against what the Mishnah says. Lo Darish Matos, if you don't darshen it, then Ben Dekodim Labas Mechseim Inali. Where would we learn out the fact that a son goes before the daughter with the mother's stuff? Same for the Gemara, the Olam Darish Matos. Really, we do darshen Matos. So then you have a question, say, if Darish Matas, then Isha Nami Tirish is Benah, then it should be that a woman should also inherit her son. Then in Darish Matas, but the mother doesn't get. Why? Vishani Hacha. Now, because the Pasuk says, V'chol Basi Reshes Nachala, Yereshes Venom Reshes. It says, any daughter who inherits a Nachala, which is teaching us, Yereshes, meaning inherits, but Reino Mereshes, but doesn't bequeath, meaning doesn't be given over to her. So straight up Pasuk, which is teaching us against that. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.